I promised to talk about the seal of God today. We all want to be sealed. We want to survive the final crisis. We want to be on God's side. We want to be immovable. What is the seal of God? We go to Ephesians, the first chapter, verses 13 and 14. In him you also, after listening to the message of truth, the gospel of your salvation, having also believed, you were sealed. In other words, you heard it, you considered it, you believed, and now you're sealed. How? In him, with the Holy Spirit of promise, who is given as a pledge of our inheritance with a view to the redemption of God's own possession. So the Holy Spirit is God's seal that he gives as a deposit on our salvation and glory. It's like, one time I wanted to buy a particular car and I didn't have the money in cash, so I had to go to the bank. So I gave them a couple $100 to hold the car. Now that's a deposit, a pledge that I will be back. I've given my money saying I will be back. You can expect me. And so God gives his Holy Spirit as a seal and also a pledge of our redemption that he is coming to take us home. Praise the Lord. We go to Ephesians, the fourth chapter, in verse 30. Do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God by whom you were sealed for the day of redemption. We go to 2 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 21 and 22. Now he who establishes us with you in Christ and anointed us is God, who also sealed us and gave us the Spirit in our hearts as a pledge. We go to 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 5. Now he who prepared us for this very purpose is God, who gave us the Spirit as a pledge. Now I know some people are asking right now, wait a minute, isn't the seal a sign of obedience, especially to the Sabbath? Well, let's look at how a person gets the Holy Spirit. The Bible says the Holy Spirit is given to those who ask, and that's where people often stop. That is, it tells us to ask for the Holy Spirit. But when we go to Acts, the fifth chapter, there's an added ingredient to asking. And the Bible says you can ask, that's step one, but it says in Acts, the fifth chapter, in verse 32, and we are witnesses of these things, and so is the Holy Spirit, whom God has given to those who do what? Obey him. So we ask, and God puts us on the list. And then as we obey, that is our feeble attempts, our obedience is never perfect. That's where God makes up the difference. That's a whole nother thing, area of discussion. But we attempt to obey, and God gives us the Holy Spirit to help us to obey. The Holy Spirit is like power steering on a car. It's very difficult to steer without the power steering operating. Like if the engine goes off, you run out of gas, you need to be towed, and it's very hard to steer the car. That's like steering through life on our own. But God gives us the Holy Spirit. We make decisions. We attempt to obey. And he empowers it. He makes that obedience possible and smooth. And so there's a link between obedience and the Holy Spirit. So yes, we believe that in the last days, just before Jesus comes, during the crisis, there will be a test of worship, a test of obedience, because the Bible says in Revelation 13 that the final test has to do with worship. All those who do not worship the beast in his image will be killed. So there will be those who conform and worship the human way, and there will be those who stand up for God, and they have the Holy Spirit, and obedience is the issue, perhaps, but the Holy Spirit is the seal of God, which empowers us with the ability to obey. So the Holy Spirit is the seal of God. We need to be sealed with the Holy Spirit. If we have this Holy Spirit, we cannot be deceived. You can't deceive the Holy Spirit if it dwells within our minds. We cannot be deceived. We cannot be pushed one way or another because the Holy Spirit can't be. So the Holy Spirit needs to dwell within us and make us immovable. Now, obviously, there's different roles of the Holy Spirit. He also draws us to God. That's a different role. But we're talking here about being sealed by the Holy Spirit. Pastor Dennis, RealityCheckSeminars.com.